want to speak about something in the shtickle ashkofedik. Important, everyone in life, to live like that, to know it, to understand it. It's not such a klorazach. I'll try to be mazbarit. This week, we're starting Parsha Shmos. The person thinks to himself, Parsha Shmos. Klal Yisrael are going into Mitzrayim, and they're going to suffer now for 210 years. Only think about yourself sitting in Mitzrayim and suffering, and try to think to yourself, why I'm suffering? What I did wrong? When people pass the Holocaust, okay, they said, you know, the Askole, the Tzionim, the Mizrahi, everyone had this different terutzim. The German, everyone blamed someone else why Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing it. But what people blamed in Mitzrayim? For what? What? Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Shivteiko, 210 years suffering. You know what Mitzrayim did to us? Power wanted to have a bat with blood of little kids, shechting little kids. They were missing stones. They put the stones into the kids inside the wall. Kol haben ha'iloid la'yoirot ha'shluchu. Suffering. What they answer themselves? If Klal will suffer, they'll become better people. A little kid that was put inside the wall, he became a better person after it. He just died. Thousands of kids were shechted. They just died. What's it? For what we suffering so much? For what we suffering so much? The guy in the Sagoya Shari Avoidu Dona Noich Seida, he will punish them. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? I read Shabbos a letter from someone that was in the Kovne ghetto. He writes, you know, what they were doing to them there. And he says, we were sure that fires will come down from the Shemayim and burn these people. If one little young Nazi just takes old men, just kills them like this. We were waiting to see the fire. Nothing happened to them. Nothing happened to them. Klal Yisrael are suffering. Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. What's it? Some people try to find answers. About a person has to, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you surim, you have to learn answers. A person doesn't understand. I'll try to be masculine at that. Klal Yisrael before any reason in the world. Klal Yisrael start with 210 years of suffering. 210 years. Doing nothing. Suffering. Yisurim Nihoyim. Chaim Shmulevitz means now, Shalosh Barisa Eitzo, Yisroi, Iyoi, Bilom, Yisroi Sheborach, Ola Legdula, Eitzo to kill the Yidden, Iyoi Sheshasak, Nidem Beisurim, Bilom, Nera, Iyoi, talk to Chaim Shmulevitz, the Gemara in Baba Basra, maybe someone skipped it, but we'll live up to Zion, the Gemara says that was a tzar of the Sultan is bigger from the tzar of Iyoy. Iyoy suffered. The Sultan Hashem told him to give so much pain to Iyoy till the last limit that a human person could suffer. But you're not allowed to kill him. But you have to give him the most that a person could suffer. The most that was so hard to the Sultan, more than what Iyoy was suffering. And the limit that a person could suffer, Iyoy was suffering. Thank you, Chaim Shmulevitz. יוי. Bilam was killed, finish. He was staying with so much Yisurim. So for what to live? In our days we say it's not worth living. It's worth to live. It's worth it. It's worth it. Eyes is suited. It's worth the Yisurim. If it's cold, you can press. A big button. If you get any Yisurim, I don't want you to sit. Maybe it's Kedai, but we'll see. It's like if it's Kedai. We have a wrong Ashkofa and Yisurim. I'm speaking first on Klal Yisrael, that everyone understands that. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan was going around with a little bowl. Din grome de asor bir. Look, Tesis, this is the bowl of my 10th child that I lost. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 kids. I think this was the end of his life. He lost his chavrusa, he became a shugah. The Gemara says, till they couldn't. Eichad bar lekisha, eichad bar lekisha. They asked Rachmim, him died. This is the end of a Meichelah. 10 kids losing one after each other, then just going out of his mind. I'm never dying what he suffered. I read, to give out in this, in all these shuls today, to give some like little papers and different sellers. Then after a couple of hours, someone comes to collect money, yeah? They give you like a notice before, a couple of hours before, like a little paper as well. The kids are nice. So it says the story, Yahem is Nisham, it's Nishnagia, but this is what it says there. The little kid in the family in Tzfat, they lost their father. The mother is not normal completely. All the kids are in a home. So the last kid that is in the house is a girl, a 12-year-old girl. But the mother is so not normal, not every day she comes back home. So if it gets dark, she gets scared. So she's smacks on the neighbor, okay, my mother didn't come back tonight, and she sleeps by the neighbor. Why does girl suffering so much? Keil rachum v'chanun. Keil rachum v'chanun. You're suffering more from that little kid, all of you tell us together. I'm more from that little kid, massively. The person sometimes thinks that Hashem doesn't see how much I'm suffering. For sure, in a second, everything will change. You're suffering more from this little kid? You're not suffering more from this little kid. You're not suffering more from this little kid. So, what's in the pshat? What's the pshat? I want to be master. Not on everything we have answers, but I want a little bit to open the eyes. All of us know that in our emunah, at least if you most of the Rishonim, this is the way we were brought up, the world will be chorav in 6,000. Right? This is the pashtus, at least this is the way we brought up. So it's less than 300 years for the whole story. So if you think a second, 2,000 years of suffering, maybe in the end we'll get 200 years. So this is the whole story. Unless Yaakov didn't say the catch. Unless he didn't tell us the catch. So tell them that another 2,000 years. If you think on the Yiddish history, so we're suffering from day one till the end, maybe we'll have 200 and something years in the end, hopefully B'chol Yom Shiyavai. Take this Amidah, Sharishan, and Shani, it's altogether 800. Take off this, Huldus. Maybe, 90% of the time we're suffering. So what is the purpose? 40 years in the Midbar. Tzor HaSahel, Tzor HaSahin. The Midbar, Elem Chelek, Elem Haba. Weisstois. You see it from Eos. Weisstois. the suffering, this is the Surah HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Gemara says, Asher Yoav Hashem Yechiach Eilu Yisurim Shel Ahav. Mi Sheboim Alav Yisurim, says the Gemara, Itle Bebitl Teire. Didn't work Bitl Teire, Itle Bitl Tfile. He did it fine, Itle Yisurim Shel Ahav. You suffer. Although you're bad, not because you're a good person, but you suffer. If you suffer, it's not you're a bad person. If you're good, you suffer because you're good. As I should have been talking about. If you still recover you, you something bad as you did. If you couldn't find something bad, it's because you're good. I want to be mad. I don't mean now that it's a mitzvah to suffer. Sitting in a cold room, if it gets cold and you can press the button to make it warm, you make it warm. You have to try it. I'm not saying now that a person has to start to cut off his fingers to suffer. But what, Lamashal, something bad happens to you. And you're thinking, oi, you're worse than this little kid. The Keil Rachum Vechanum brought this little kid to the world. Terrible life she's having. We believe, not that most people it's good, like the people at the edges are suffering. We believe every year is Ashgacha Pratis. So why they're suffering so much? We don't know the answer. Why the kids in Mitzrayim suffer so much? I found this letter of this person from Kovna. He writes down, you know, when they made the kid, they made a selection. The kids and everyone was getting nervous. All the kids, they ran to the grandfather. She was killed. They were saved in there. They ran to the grandfather. Muscle Zion. Terrible. They're coming. Screaming, yelling. The grandfather gave a clap at the table and he said, I don't understand. We say every day, twice a day, b'chol nafshecha. We're waiting for it. If it doesn't come, we don't have to do it. It's coming, you're getting nervous? For what are you getting nervous? We're killed because we're hidden. Very good. Very good. For what we nervous? A person has to learn. And why I'm saying this? This is our shkofe. That every bachur really has to put inside himself. Not when it's hard. Not when you face the wall. If you put it when you face the wall, it will never work. I'm suffering. I make the suffer. Sometimes you have a roommate who does something terrible to you. You're sure tomorrow he will die. It doesn't go like that. Doesn't nish develop. If you have to suffer, if you will not suffer from your roommate, you'll suffer from a fly. You mean a small fly or a big fly? Sometimes Hashem sends you a fly, looks like a man. Sometimes he sends you a German person, sometimes he sends you a guy, a shaggit. Sometimes he sends you a friend, sometimes he sends you a chavrusa. Sometimes he sends you bad food that you eat and your stomach dances. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not saying now, the mistake is, a person is giboy, it's givaldic. Life is good. Everything that I'm suffering, person starts, it's not fear. Look, everyone is managing, I don't have money. Baruch Hashem, you'll be food is Nisayan. Even if you have this Nisayan, it's at a very small level. And you start life. And some people really have, and some people don't have. A person thinks to himself, I have to be good. Has to be good to me. It's bad. Whew. He's so bad to make it bad to me. A lot of, if you could make him to stop, there's no mitzvah to try to make, not to make him to stop. I'm not saying that there's a mitzvah to sit and to wait that people will step on you. Or if you get it wrong. But I'll tell you, I had a ma'aseh, this was Misaira. I had a ma'aseh this week. It's 2 o'clock by night. Some of the sugar came to my house. Till 5 o'clock in the morning, made myself and my wife, Meshuga, Mamish. Yeah, Rahmanat of Yelen, Mamish. 5 o'clock in the morning, was left an hour and a half to go to sleep. Yeah, we slept an hour and a half. This one. Hashem gave us that night to sleep. My wife told me, you know, Mekanish does it. She's going, cool, Mekanish. I don't understand. If Chas V'Shalom, you'll have a sick kid. And we'll be standing in a hospital till 5 o'clock to finish the operation. You'll be happier? Well, Hashem decided just that the Meshuggah won't bang us. The Mamash doesn't disturb us. I said, Givaldi, thank you, Hashem, you choose to do it in an easy way. I was smiling, I was so happy, Hashem was so nice to me. Chas V'Shalom, I'll have a kid going off the derech, nervous till 5 o'clock till he comes back home. There's so much ways. Again, when a person says, hey, everyone is sleeping, why I'm awake? When the Ashkofa starts like that, you're not ready to mekabel the Yisur. Yisurim are for davening, Hashem wants you to daven, He wants you to mispalel. I'm not saying to become cowed. And I'm not nervous to speak about it because no one becomes cowed, even after all the shmuzing, when the Yisurim come, everyone yells. But if a person prepares himself, if a person prepares himself before the Yisurim come, he's going around with a feeling, I could have been in Mitzrayim. Well, I will answer them. Some people in Mitzrayim didn't come out. After 210, some people came out. All the other ones just suffered. They worked day and night and they died. And this is good for Klal Yisrael. So what is the tachlis Hashem to people? The tachlis was to work for 20 years till the mitzvah steps on him and he's dead. So what is it in the world? Who they learned, they couldn't have, they didn't have gemaras. How can I never have them? So what is the tachlis? Was the tachlis in the Briah? Yes. If they had a tachlis, you also have a tachlis. So we are now the 2,000 years that are suffering for the gemaras. So this is the tachlis. Now we have a big mistake. Everyone hears what we're saying now. Yeah, Vade, the Holocaust, yeah, the Korbanot, the next door, you know. Everyone is masking to understand why they suffer. Yeah, it's very close. So these 6 million people have to suffer. Yeah, it's a statement. Suffering doesn't have to be that you're sitting in a camp. Suffering doesn't have to be that the Nazi is sending a dog to eat you up. Yisurim start with your small yisurim, with your bad mood, with not gishmak, with jealousness. All of these little yisurim are mini yisurim. The whole time, this is the system. Hashem makes us better people through the yisurim. Better doesn't mean that tomorrow I come out better. Klal Yisrael suffered for thousands of years, but in the end the better comes out. Over Klal Yisrael, thousands of people were killed. Thousands of people. No, Aseres HaShvatim. They took them who knows where. No one knows if they keep telling them mitzvahs or not, right? No one knows. Different shittas who they are. So what is the tachlis of this galus? I was talking about the Aseres HaShvatim are one of these Indians. Yeah, I see some people are one of these modern groups. These are Aseres HaShvatim. So who has for them? They did a virus, Hashem sent them to India. No one knows who they are, you know, what color they are, who they are. And they're somewhere there, and thus is the galus. And thus is the galus. Aber Azeidos. This is unsere Ashkofe, this is unsere Teire. If a person prepares himself in life, and I'm saying this is the time because it's the Parsha Shmos. Klal Yisrael are going to suffer. Ve'ikdu ve'oru oisam. Schwere Sache. But if a person, feels it, if a person prepares himself, that these are the Yisurim, his life is so easy afterwards. His life is really easy. Not a little bit easy. His life is very easy afterwards. Why is life so easy? Because how you think Gedoyle Oilon, you know, a person thinks, yeah, no, for sure, I understand. Something bad happens to him. Today I can't. I'm in a headache. Today I'm in a bad mood. Today I'm... No, tomorrow... The person doesn't understand. This is the Chefza. This is the Chefza. This is the Tachlis. You're failing in the Tachlis. Gemara states, the more when a person has Yisurim, he carries on behaving like a Yid has to behave, this is the test. And the test is Keseda. Why? Let's say again. Why? Everyone understands that the Eifen Klali we're in Golos. The Eifen Klali we need to suffer yet. But Oiva Voif, I suffer. Let everyone to suffer. I have to have a good life. No, we're in Golos. We're not. We're suffering. Golos is suffering. Golos is not going to aid them, yeah? Everyone understands we're 2,000 years we're suffering. Over myself, my room needs to be neat. Everything I have to have, every little thing that goes wrong, I'm suffering, I have an excuse. So why we're in Golos? Because this is Tachlis up here. This is Tachlis up here. The Mele. A person has to take to himself and to mashish. How you do it? How you do it? I got a cloud from Rabbi Sein. A lot of times you suffer when it's not up to you. I'll give you an example, a lifestyle example. You have to get somewhere. You decide to take a plane, and you go into a taxi, take you to the plane, maybe better. You have a car, you go into the airport, and you get a flat tire in the middle. No more air, you can't move. The tire, the pancha, I don't know how you say the name of this. It's all bizarre, yeah. Hey, yeah, finish. What are you angry for? What are you upset? It doesn't have to happen. It happened because Hashem wanted you to suffer. I'm upset that I missed my flight. I'm not losing myself. There's nothing but to lose myself. You don't lose yourself. You're not going to lose yourself. You didn't. No one did something purpose to you. Not like someone ran after you to cut your tire. Not. You went on a story. The driver is not a careful driver. He jumped back and forth. Say that. So maybe you're upset with him. Maybe. What? Flat. Too bad. Givaldi. Mashamayim. I'm stuck now. Givaldi. This is the way a person trains himself. When a person, the problem is, when people hear such a vibe, they start to train themselves. You know, even if his roommate makes noise, I'm suffering Mashamayim. Yeah? But then, like, he thinks that he has to beat it up, not to beat it up, to say something, not to say something. I thought of Meshuggah. Because he could handle it. So, dear, if you start to think like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't handle it. But when a lot of things happen that it's not up to you, you go on a plane, you lose your suitcase. It's not if you come for a chasana, you know, the suitcase is not there. It happens. Mashamayim. I'm happy to get the Yisurim. I'm happy. And if I'm not naive, what's going to be done? Person's in a wedding, yeah? So if he eats not carefully and he gets dirty, maybe he has to feel bad. How about the waiter pouring on him, soup? His brother's wedding, he's all ready, and, tomato soup all over. That's all right. But that kind of waiters don't pour. You got a good wedding. Yeah? I don't want. So why are you upset? It's a yisod. And every person could train himself. And a person has to know, when you train yourself, the real yisurim come. No one knows where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put him. No one knows where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put him. But the door before us, third is Klal Yisrael, finished in Siberia. Another third finished by the Nazis. People finished all over the places. Another third will be the Arabs. Yeah, a little bit hidden when America and England and everything changed. And that person doesn't know. The real people suffer. Now, a person has to know. Like all of us believe, hope there's no one after Kairos here, that the little kids are in the war in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tikkun gomel for Klal Yisrael from them. And this is the tachlis. Every little yisurim that we're suffering, this is the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. Shriyeh Hashem Yechiyach. And a person that is not misyachas in the right way, he loses the whole point, the whole purpose. If a person will manage to train himself, to get used to it, when Chas V'Shalom Tzolos comes, and everyone has Tzolos in life, you could see a different mensch. See a different mensch. You see how Gdolim deals with Tzolos. They're not upset. They're not upset. They try. They're not upset. $1 million, they're suffering. You could do it, and be kenish nish. I think this is the tkuf. And again, if a person will look to find places that he could stand in Oymet, the Ezra Hashem will have siyata d'shem.